Genesis chapter 6. Lord got this on my heart and on my mind this morning, and I do hope that you have a heart to listen. And anytime you go to preach or you go to do anything for God, the devil will try to tie your mind up on a bill. He'll try to tie your mind up on a buffet or whatever it is. So I work at preaching and you work at listening, okay? You work real hard at listening and God will help you this morning. Yeah. I love you this morning. Genesis chapter 6, verse 14. Let's start at verse 12. The Bible says, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, that's 450 feet long. The breadth of it is 50 cubits, that's 75 feet wide. And the height of it is 30 cubits, that's 45 feet high." That's how God big God told him to make it. "And a window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit," that's 18 inches, "shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it." Look in chapter 7, if you will, real quickly. And the Bible says that, verse 15, "And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in with went in male and female of all flesh." Did you catch that? Went in male and female of all flesh.
Amen.
Male and female. Two males can't make nobody.
No.
Two females can't reproduce nobody.
That's
male
right.
And female they went in.
Amen.
Watch this right here. "As God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in." The Lord shut him in. And God had, in his Bible, had talked about and watched that this earth, the people in the earth, was getting exceedingly wicked. He even said that the imaginations, all their imaginations,
continue,
or the things that was going through their heart and things going through their mind, was continually evil and wicked.
Yep.
Jesus said before the coming of his next return to the earth, he likened unto the days of Noah, brother. How was the days of Noah? He said there was marriage and giving in marriage. And listen, this day and hour in which we live, a big topic of the day is marriage, isn't it?
Yep.
A man wanting to marry a man,
yep,
if they can already do that. A woman wanting to marry a woman. I seen on the news this week that a fellow said he thinks he's a dog. So he's dressing up like a dog, and he's going around. Why not? Hey, why not?
That's right.
Hey, if you can put a dress on a man, he thinks he's a woman. Why not? If you want to be a dog,
huh?
And that's what he was doing. And I'd read in another place where a woman, she was wanting to marry a goat, brother, and the man wanted to marry his car. Why not? Hey, you already opened a door in this country. But I'm gonna tell you right now, God don't recognize those things.
Amen.
The court may recognize it, the country may recognize it, but there's a holy God in heaven that don't recognize those things. That's just the way that it is. Now, some of these liberal churches, these happy clappy churches, they may recognize that, they may like that, but a God in heaven don't like that. It's against His holy word. That is the day and hour, friend, in which we are living in. And God looked down and He seen Noah, and He seen that he was perfect and righteous in his generations. That don't mean he was a perfect man, by no means. But God said he comes out of a line. Listen, and they try to serve me, and they try to do what's right. He had a granddaddy named Methuselah, the oldest man that ever lived on planet Earth is Methuselah.
Yeah.
Do you know what his name means? Methuselah, it means when he dies, it's going to come. God put a living witness on the earth that, listen, every day he got up and every night that he laid down, everywhere that he went. When people said Methuselah, they were saying when he dies, he's going to be sent. He was a living testimony. Do you know who his daddy was? His daddy was Enoch, the first man in the Bible that never died. You had Enoch that never died and Elijah that never died. Well, listen to me this morning. When Enoch was 65 years old, he had a boy and he named him Methuselah. And the Bible says after Methuselah was born, that Enoch walked with God. And one day, brother, they went out looking for him. But he was not. What do you mean he wasn't? God took him. That he did not see dead. So think about that, Garrett. They seen that witness. They seen the witness of Methuselah. They seen the witness of Noah's daddy, old Lamech. And then Noah is put on this earth. And Noah walks with God. And God says, now I'm going to pour out my wrath upon that earth, upon the people on the earth. And he tells Noah, I want you to build this just like, and I'm telling you to build it. I want you to build it in these dimensions and in this way. Do I want you to build it? Hey, let me tell you something. God put a very specific how wide and how high. Hey, listen, that thing was going to be. Do you know this? Do you think everybody that walked on planet Earth at that time could get? Hey, look up here and listen to me. Don't be rattling your head. You need to look up at the preacher and listen to what I'm saying. Are some of you here? I'm afraid that you're trusting in your own tradition, or you're trusting in a water baptism, but you don't trust in Jesus Christ. And you need to listen to what the preacher's saying. And let me tell you something. He turned to build it that way. Do you think all the people in the earth could fit in that ark? Do you believe that? I don't believe they could. Only eight people got in that ark. What are you saying, preacher? Are you saying those others, they was born to die and go to hell? Oh, no, no. Look up here and listen to me. God said, I've dealt with them. I've given them Methuselah. I've given them Lamech. Are you listening? Noah, the Bible says, was a preacher of righteousness. But you know what bothers me worse? In Genesis 6 and 3, he says, my spirit will always strive or work with man. And listen, I believe God was done with them as a doctor is a dead man. And God said, that's it. And listen, judgment is going to fall on those people. You had a witness, everyday friend, that you sat in a church. Everyday you person who think you're a Christian, hell gets a little bit hotter when you go out that door. Because listen, God's going to judge you by all these witnesses. God's going to judge you by the Word of God. All the Holy Spirit services that you've sit in and stuffed your nose like a jackass in the wilderness. That's what Jeremiah said.
That's what he said, buddy.
And they stuck their nose up like a jackass. I'm telling you, God will deal with you like a man does a jackass. And that's just the way that it is. And they had all this witness and all this stuff, but they continued to live in their sin. So he says, Noah, I want you to build it this way. And brother, listen to me. Brother, he said, he gave them dimensions on that window, Brother Garrett.
Yeah.
It was 18 inches. That's how big it was. That ain't very big, Brother Chris. Just 18 inches. He gave them how long it's supposed to be. How wide it was supposed to be. Hey, but listen. The one thing that he did not give a size for. The one thing that he called to make. He said to make it in the side. While the Roman soldier, Brother Adam, pierced him in the side. And out come blood and water. And the church was falling when he pierced him in his side. He said, put that door in the side and don't measure it. Why is that? Called Christ. Hey, listen, he'll save all that'll come to him. There's no measure to the love of God.
Amen.
There's no measure. Paul said, how can we know the height and the depth and the breadth of the love of God? And God said, this ark, hey, watch this, is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. Says you go in and you pitch it on the inside. And then you go outside and you pitch it. That don't make much sense to me. To me, you go on the outside.
That's right, bro.
And you come on the inside and see for the cracks, Brother Randall, the light that's shining. But God said, I go on the inside first, then get the outside. Oh, why is that? Because Brother Glenn, God's going to go his work on the inside. Then it'll come out to the outside.
Amen.
At the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. But have you thought about this? I just read it to you. And God said, come on in. I come on in inside of the ark. He didn't command him to go in. He didn't push him in.
He
invited him, brother. Into the ark. Hey, Brother Shannon, I can't make you be saved. I couldn't make you be saved. I can't make you, and God ain't going to make you. But God gives you an invitation. And give me an invitation. One day, I could have stood out there, and the judgment would have gotten me. I could have stood out there. I could have been a master carpenter. And I'm sure in the world, at that time, there was people who was master carpenters. But they did not go in unto the ark, because they rejected all these things. And God, Brother Robbie, shut the door. I believe he shut the door because Noah didn't have the strength to shut the door. Now think about this. An elephant was going to come in that door. A lion was going to come in that door. A giraffe was going to come in through that door. So brother had to be kind of big. Had to be kind of strong. And Noah didn't have it within him to shut that door. You know why else I don't believe that Noah shut the door, Brother Adam? I believe because of that door of pictures the Lord Jesus Christ, and it pictures him alone. And Jesus said it like this in John 10:1, "Hey, verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door. And if any man enter the door, he'll have to come through and by me." He just put one door in it, Brother Garrett. He said, if you try to come in another way, you're as much as a thief and a robber. I'm telling you this, if you didn't go through the door, the only option you had, honey, was to climb on top and try to go through that 18-inch window that Noah was looking up at. You couldn't get in that way unless you was a thief or a robber. You know why I believe the third reason that God shut him in? Now I want you to think about this. Hey, Noah, the Bible said he had a lot of cousins. If you go read in chapter 5 of Genesis, he had a lot of cousins and no doubt friends and no doubt family. And think about this, Brother Jamie. When God shut the door and the judgment of God, the fountains of the deep broke up and the rain began to come.
Yeah.
I believe, Brother Gert, that they went and maybe started beating on that door and scratching on that door and crying on that door. And Noah, being a man like you and me, if he had the ability to shut the door, then he'd have the ability to open the door.
Yeah.
And listen, I believe because he had sympathy and because he had love for his family. How'd you feel if you was on the inside and you heard your daughter or your son or your husband or your wife, mommy or daddy, on the outside, and you hear all that mess going on and judgment's falling? How would you feel on the inside against that door, hearing her cries on the outside? Just being a human, you'd try your best to get it in and get them in, because the suffering has poured upon them. But God said, I'm going to shut them in. He said, I open the door,
amen,
and no man can open. I shut, and no man can open. I open, and no man can shut. Hey, God's the one that opens the door, and bless your heart, he'll shut it in. And it don't matter what I say or what I do, he's got to open it back up. I'm telling you today, you better get in.
Amen.
The invitation is your heart and life to the Lord Jesus.
Amen,
brother.
Amen,
brother.
That's good preaching, brother.
Think about this. The lion went in there. The dog went in there. Kitty cat went in there. Little hamster went in there. The bunny rabbit went in there. Alligator crawled in there. He said, Noah, I want you to build that ark. I want you to put rooms in that ark. And I want you to put three levels in that ark. Now that ark, Brother Bubby, is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God's going to move them animals right in that ark. Now think about this. No doubt you could put a lion in the same place
as a kitty cat. Won't work. You couldn't put things together in there because they'd bite, devour, and fight.
Yep.
And kill each other. Now think about this for a minute. They summon a movement right now that says, look, we can just all join hands because we're all Christians.
Yeah.
We can join hands. It's okay that I believe in two men being married
over
here.
Yeah, out of hell.
We can come over here and act like this over here. But we were to come together and rally around Jesus Christ and just all hold hands. That ain't what the Bible teaches.
No, it ain't, brother.
Either everybody that says the name of Jesus or invokes the name of
that's
Jesus
right.
Or wears a tie and carries a King James Bible. And listen, all of them ain't preachers and all of them ain't real Christians. But listen to me. I've got some brothers in Christ and some churches. I love them. And listen, we see a lot of things together, but a few things we don't agree on. I've got to have my room, and you've got to have your room. Because we're going to get nothing accomplished if we go and all we're doing is fighting about things. And God loves them, and they're saved. And they might have their own church and see it the wrong way and worship the Lord. And we might see it otherwise. That don't mean we're all right and they're all wrong.
Amen.
That means we just got differences about a few things. And God says you need to be here because you don't need to be up there fighting and causing confusion and raising Cain. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Because you're not a United Baptist. I don't make you nothing else. Or if you're a Free Will Baptist, nothing else. Or no regular Baptist, nothing else. We can be in the same ark and have our different rooms, but we can all get through the flood. We can all get through the judgment
preacher,
to the other side.
Amen.
I wish to God, Brother Garrett, somebody would see it that way.
Yeah,
I do too, brother.
I do.
Yeah,
I really do. If you don't believe it just like me, bless God. You don't see it just like me, bless God. You're dying and going to hell. If you don't cock your hair this way, or wear your dress this way,
yeah,
or read this Bible this way, or act like this way,
yeah,
bless God, you ain't right with God. I won't even so much as look at you, because I don't recognize you as a Christian. Let me tell you something right now. That is not the spirit of Jesus Christ. That is not the spirit of the Lord.
No, it is not.
Amen.
Amen.
I've got good brothers and sisters,
yeah,
and preacher friends in different places and different churches. I've got preacher's friends that I will never preach in their church. And I would never have them here to preach. They're my friend. And I love them. But Brother Adam, we've got some major differences in how we understand things through the Scripture. And if I invite him to preach here, he might get you confused. He loves the Lord. He loves the Lord. He's saved by the grace of God. And if I go there, I might get his people confused. I tell him I might get them saved just to jump with him.
Amen.
But listen, we might get things a little bit different. Now, we love each other. We pray for each other. We talk with each other. We see things differently. Are you listening to me this morning? But listen, I've got to be in my room, and he's got to be in his room. But we're all working toward the same goal to get to the other side.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Now, Noah landed on the other side of that with that ark. Listen, all he see is straight up, brother, blue skies. That's all he's seeing. God said, I want you to release a bird from that ark. Now, outside that ark, I want you to release a raven. And I want you to release a dove from that ark. Listen, that raven went out one time. That raven went out one time. It never came back. Hey, listen. And so Noah couldn't tell because it never come back what the deal was. So he released a dove. Now, a dove is very particular in where it goes. And a dove is very particular in what it eats. And a raven, it'll land its feet on any old slimy surface. It has a smorgasbord or a buffet to eat there with all the dead floating bodies and filth that was floating out there in that water. And so Noah, listen, it come to me that raven, it'll go out there and land on any nasty thing and just gobble up any nasty thing. But that dove would not. It went out, it comes straight back. Hey, listen to me. Which one are you? Which one lies within you? Can you be comfortable and find just any old slimy thing to drop your feet on? Can you just eat any old slimy mess out there in the world? Are you comfortable with that? I want to be like that dove. I'm not landing there. I'm not eating that right there because I'm a dove. That represents the Holy Spirit of God. If all you listen, if you don't bother you to be around Phil, if it don't bother you to gobble down a bunch of Phil, you better bump an altar somewhere.
Amen.
That's right. Because we're in the world, but we're not of the world. You walk around things, you talk to people, you go on in your family, aggravate you there. All the Phil. If that don't listen, if you can live with that, it don't bother you.
In other words, amen,
if you can talk like a sailor on Saturday and come to church and shout on Sunday, you're a fake and a hypocrite.
Amen.
Listen, you need to be the same on Monday.
Amen, bro.
You need to walk with God on Tuesday just like you do on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because walk with God, you can't eat and drink up the filth of the world.
Amen.
You'll get sick.
Amen.
If that dove, bloated old stuff out there in the waters, it don't have a gallbladder. It don't have things in it. You would get so sick. So sick. Have you ever done that? As a Christian, you'll be around things so much it just makes you spiritually sick.
Yep.
Grieves you to no end.
Yeah, it does.
So that dove, it left out of there once. It come back. That dove left out of there twice. And it come back. Hey, listen to this. It come back with an olive branch in it that let Noah know that that's clean.
Amen.
For the third time that it went out, it never came back. Hey, listen, that dove, it represents the Spirit of God, Brother Gary. And it went a-flying.
Yeah.
And boy, we can see glimpses of it. And we can see shadows of it. All through the Scripture. You see, it's been preached. It's been told to you today. What that Spirit of God does. I believe that Spirit of God, brother, it calls. Oh, listen, that dove flew out.
Amen.
I believe you seen Abraham down there in Ur.
That's good preaching.
Oh, Abraham wasn't even looking for God. Oh, Abraham was a pagan. Oh, Abraham, listen, was down there just enjoying his day. Hey, but listen, a Holy Ghost of God called unto him and said, Abraham, take thy family and get out of this land. And
amen.
Oh, that dove flew, brother Gomble. That dove flew. I believe he flew out there as a little old shepherd on the backside of the desert. He didn't think he was a nobody. He didn't think he was a doing nothing. I can see that by myself. I go to that brother Gary, and all of a sudden that dove, I caused a bush to get on fire and called his attention. Listen to me and called him into the service of Almighty God. Oh, he flew a little bit further and got to the book of Samuel. A little Samuel was like his age, and his mommy gave him over
to
the temple. Hey, listen, he worked in the temple all his life. Hey, listen, but in that temple, hey, listen, you can sit in church and be in church, but that don't make you a Christian.
No, no.
Same as if I sit in the garage, I'm never going to be a car.
Oh, yeah,
you can
brother.
Sit in church and sit in church. It ain't going to come by us.
That's right.
You're going to have to take a step. Oh, Samuel was in there, and he got a little older.
Yeah.
And there was a voice that called unto him. And you know what he did, brother? He ran to Eli. And Eli said, it ain't me. And he ran back.
Yeah.
He tried to get the man. That voice called again, brother. Oh, brother Danny had called. And he ran back again. Are you watching this? He thought the voice that sounded the same as his preacher's voice. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
You said here, hey, listen, God speaks through the words that I'm preaching to you out of the Spirit and power. You say, is that Kevin's voice? If it's bringing conviction on you and calling you, it's God's voice.
Amen.
It was Eli.
Amen.
It ain't no sense to say, when you go back now, don't come to me. It ain't going to do you no good, honey, to come to me or come to his brothers.
That's right, brother.
Everybody else. Eli said, honey, when you go back, don't even get up, come to me. You need to call on God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if God is a calling you, you ain't come and take a membership in this church, and I can't help you. But more importantly than that, you're getting your name written.
Amen.
And saved by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It's good, Brother King.
Aren't you glad that Spirit of God, Brother Jamie, called you?
Yeah.
I'm glad it called you.
Mm.
Listen, there's something else that Spirit of God does. Brother Nicky preached about it. Thank God he brings conviction and correction on us.
Amen.
I got to have it, Brother James Anderson.
Yep.
I got to have it.
Amen.
Listen, that dove, it kept on flying through there. Boy, it flew over David. Old David was a swinging his sling one day. I believe that dove flew over and said, "Hey, watch me guide that stone. Hey, listen, that ain't his ability. He just doing it by faith." I believe old David threw that stone. I believe the Holy Ghost of God said, "Yep, that's about right." Popped him right in the middle of his forehead. And he fell down dead. Boy, that Spirit of God moves in that way. When David fought them battles, he covered him and protected him. But watch this. He got lazy on God. He got lazy in things. And he was worse somewhere that he wasn't supposed to be. And he saw something that he wasn't supposed to see. And he had somebody come when he shouldn't have done that. And he committed a terrible sin of adultery. And it's still a sin today. I know that.
Amen.
It's still a sin. And this is somebody was telling me the other day that there was people sitting in a church, people in leadership in a church, and ain't married one another and living together, or committing adultery, outrun around the wife, or the wife outrun around on the husband. I said they need a nine-year devil. I preached off them.
Amen.
Right with God, or get out the building and go somewhere else, because that brings a black eye and reproach on the name of God.
Amen.
David did this. Well, the Spirit of God, that dove began to fly. Well, that dove began to fly. You don't hear about him much, but there's a preacher there by the name of Nathan. Hey, listen, and that dove no doubt put it on Nathan's heart to go down there and preach a message and get somebody's attention. And that, listen, the Spirit of God give him what to say. I'm talking about that dove flying. Oh, listen, Nathan went down there to the king. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm talking about somebody that's got the power to end your life like that, like that. Oh, listen,
yeah.
Flew over there. And Nathan went down there and give him a message. Hey, listen, and when David said this and David said that, oh, Nathan had a lot of backbone and guts about him.
Nathan
took his finger and said, "You are the man." Hey, listen, it brought such great conviction on David.
Yeah.
Now he still had to face the consequence of his sin. It fell on his children. But I'm telling you, David got down.
Amen.
Do I repent?
Yeah.
The only way you're going to repent and get right with God is if God brings conviction in your heart.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, no way can I get saved?
Hey,
is God drawing you? Is God convicting you? That's all you need.
Yeah.
Because God's giving you permission to get right with Him.
Yes,
and David got that conviction, brother.
Amen, bro.
On him. That dove flew over and said, "That's good. He's convicted. He's going to get right with God." That dove kept flying. I believe on Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. I believe on Malachi looked up. I believe you seen that dove flying over. I believe on Malachi said this. I believe Malachi said, "I see the Son of Righteousness arising with healing in his way." But that dove still never landed. Are you listening? Oh, John the Baptist, come on the scene. Hey, brother, he had them all beat. He's shouting in his mother's womb when he was still in the womb.
Amen.
Mary come over and said, "I'm pregnant by the Holy Ghost of God." And John the Baptist took a lap in his mother's womb and shouted victory. Wait for him to come out and was born.
Amen.
I mean, that dove went by when Elizabeth heard that voice. And Mary said that. I believe that old dove went by.
Amen, bro.
Sister, she got to shaking. Oh, John, I believe he touched John. And John said, "Yeah." And said, "Lord, go." And so John came out the womb and John began to preach. And listen, he looked not like the other preachers.
Oh,
and
is.
Listen, he talked a little different than the other preachers. Hey, people, man of God, get up and preach. Watch the people that'll look at him and say, "Why he got to preach like that? Why is he got to be so loud? Why he got to be so mean and so bold?" Hey, listen, it's because God's on me. And obviously you need to listen to
him
and hear it. A wise brother Kevin, I say, "Watch me. I quit playing on your phone or getting your mind on something else."
Yeah.
Cause last call, honey, you need to hear.
Hey,
what I'm trying to say. That's what's wrong today. It's hard to get people to sit more air in a house of God, brother Kenny, and hear the word of God. They got to be entertained. They got to have something to keep their mind tied up.
Right.
I want to remind you this. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I'm God."
Hey.
Won't you get still in your mind?
Amen,
get
bro.
Still in your heart. And hey, listen what God is saying to you. And get that old mess out of the way so you can learn and grow in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, John was a preacher too, buddy. Bold as a lion. Matter of fact, they son come on to be baptized one time, Brother Gary, and he said, "What are y'all doing down here?" What? They said, "We want to be baptized." He said, "You bring forth something, some kind of repentance. Well, I'm going to be
worthy,
this,
yeah. Daughter." That's right.
Are you listening? Mm-hmm. He said, "You show me that something's changed within you. That's your report." I said, "What we need to do?" He said, "You soldiers, you bunch of thieves, that stuff you stole down there, I'm going to give it back to them." Well, he didn't get baptized, did he? Some of them old religious folks, they said, "What about us?" He said, "You're like a bunch of vipers and a bunch of adders. I'm not going to fool with you until you get right with God." Are you listening? Old John Rareback, brother, down there and preached it, buddy. He went out there by the River Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what that means, Jordan? A River Jordan stands for death. That's what when you go get baptized, it's showing the world that that old man's dying. And that blue man's being resurrected to walk
in the
newness of life. It don't save you. I'll tell you right now. You get born
again.
You get right with God. You want to go somewhere, buddy, and bust a water hole wide open and be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ and be identified with the old church. I'm not talking about the United Baptists. I'm talking about the church.
Amen,
I'm talking
brother.
About them in China that's getting their head cut
that's
off.
That's right.
I'm talking about them in Iraq. They ain't got United Baptists.
No, they
don't. On the side. They just hope they give them a little room to huddle up in and worship. Oh, God. Forgive us.
Yeah.
Have mercy on us for all this old legalistic garbage that's turning people away from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know what they're having revival at today? It ain't Pike County. We deserve the wrath of God and to go to hell for our foolishness.
Yeah.
You know what they're having revival at today? Over in Iraq, in an old worn out building, in old China, in these places where they're getting their worship and they can get their head cut off and their wife raped and their kids sold off into slavery, but they're their brother and they're worshiping Almighty God. But we got a bunch of old petting baby Baptists and get their feelings hurt over every little thing.
Amen.
Or cry about this. Let me tell you something I told in Sunday school, brother, this morning, before you get on your knees and pray to God, because I say or do something and preach the truth, you do that first. After you get done praying about the toilet paper or what I say, then you pray for them poor people in Iraq or in China or in India that are worshiping God and giving it the wrong, then you'll just see how big your little old pen feelings are when you get down on your knees to pray for one of them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, preacher, that's right.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't got my own little team here. Brother down the road, brother up the road, he's got his own little team.
Amen.
We're going to go play basketball. I'm trying to get more of my team.
Hey.
That's why some of my cheeseburger, aren't you? You know,
yeah. Yeah.
Listen, you need to get saved and get in the house of God.
That's right.
And get all that old foolishness that the devil is putting in your mind out. But listen to me. That dove, I believe he hovered over John the Baptist. I believe he hovered over him. But brother, they weren't no preachers like John the Baptist.
No, they wasn't, brother.
Matter of fact, Brother Garrett, Jesus said, of all the men born, so we know in Jerusalem at that time they wasn't a preacher or church runner could do it like John the Baptist.
That's right.
So I believe that old dove, Brother Goldwyn Hubbard, right there, put that power of God on John the Baptist. I'm John the Baptist, brother. He just going out like any other day. Mm-hmm. He's standing in waters. He's a baptizing listen. He's a preacher. Hey, listen, he's a baptizing listen. He's a preacher.
Yeah, he was.
All of a sudden, he baptized one brother, Jason. I believe he looked up. I believe he'd been told this is coming. Boy, I believe he's seen. Watch this, Brother Jamie. I believe he's seen the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, "Oh, Lord, that's him." He said, "That's him." I believe he watched Jesus come down the hill. I believe he was expecting this, brother. I believe when Jesus stepped out in the water and walked towards him and said, "You need to baptize me." And
John
the Baptist said, "Oh, Lord, I'm not worthy to baptize you. I'm not worthy to get down and tie your old shoestrings. I'm not good enough. I'm not to be doing that. But you need to do that to me."
Yeah.
And Jesus said it needs to be to fulfill
all right.
All righteousness. I'm going to tell you something right now.
I'm
not worthy enough to even get down and do anything with the Lord Jesus Christ or John the Baptist or any of them other brothers and sisters that we read about in the Word of God. And John said, listen, you need to baptize me into Jesus. Listen to this. Could you imagine how he felt? He's got God in his arms and man is baptizing God. Boy, I tell you what, Jesus has shown us a message there, buddy, in being humble. Oh, listen, be humbled down. That's why a lot of you are going to go to hell. That's why a lot of you don't serve God like you could, because you're full of old pride and you're full of old tradition and you're full of selfishness. Boy, we get that out of our heart, out of our mind.
Amen, brother.
It's untelling how God would use us in our home, how God would use us in our families. Oh, what he would do if we get rid of that mess in our heart and humble on down.
Amen.
You know, walking down front. I told Brother Jeff this other night at the hospital. Walking down front and shaking my hand don't save you. But I'll tell you what happened. God said, if you are ashamed of me,
I'll be ashamed of you.
And if you've got so much pride, that's what kept me from being saved.
Let me tell you, buddy.
A long time. I had too much pride.
Yeah.
I said, they ain't going to see me walk, Brother James. I'm not going down that
road. Amen.
And I sit back there. I believed every word of that Bible. I believed in Jesus Christ. But I was ashamed to be identified with the people of God.
Yeah.
I was born this and worried about what 40 or 50 who was just as bad or worse as me. I sat in a church. I thought about me. I was worried about what family thought.
Amen.
What friends thought. Hey, listen. I was ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, I believe the last time he dealt with me, I better come down there.
Yeah.
They won't gonna be dealing no more dealing with old Kevin. No more. I'm telling you right now, if God is dealing with you, listen, if you're unsaved, you need to come forward and give your life to Christ. If you are saved, but listen, you don't been more know nothing about God. You ain't felt God. You've got no desire for God. Nobody asked you a question. It ain't none of our business. But right there's a spot. And right there's a spot that you could come down and get humble before God and get that fellowship back restored life.
Amen.
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 Amen,
brother.
I bet do that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, John, listen what he did. Jesus went under, and I believe he seen his face under that water.
Amen, brother.
That represents the burial. Going down represents the death. Under that water represents the burial. What happens if you don't baptize? Bury something, it's dead.
Stinks.
Quickly it'll start stinking.
That's right.
It's right. You say you're saved, you've never had none. The water don't save you. You know, on one day at work, I spent 2 hours arguing with a fella. You had to be baptized, you had to be baptized. And I understand that. But a man dies on his deathbed down there and can't get saved.
That's right.
Hey, or he wants his family to come watch him be baptized the next week and he gets killed in a car wreck.
Yeah.
Some of them's so hardcore, if your baby dies and ain't been dipped in water, they went to hell. Teddy Tack could tell you that story. Norton had a little child laying out there and died. Someone walked up and said, well, there was dipped in water. It's in hell. Now, you sick. You need medication.
Yeah, you sure
do. And you're saved on top of medication. If that's what your thoughts is about.
That's right.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Need a heart transplant is what you need.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I had a man argue with me. He refused to be baptized. He listens to everything that we put on the internet. He does. Harasses me over this stuff. He's as far as the rest of the brethren is. And I hope he listens to this. He's a rebel. He needs to get right with God.
Amen.
If somebody refuses to get baptized, they don't want to be baptized, something ain't right in their heart.
Right.
I wanted to go to the water.
I wasn't
trusting in the water, but I wanted to go to the water.
I wanted to go.
To see me, bro, because I was not ashamed.
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Hey, listen, I see old John. He's got him on the water. That represents the burial. Boy, when he raised him up, that represents the resurrection. And I believe that old dove was a flying dove that Noah let out way back yonder in Genesis. That dove finally said, I couldn't land on David. I couldn't land on Abraham. I couldn't land on Isaac. I couldn't land on Jacob. I couldn't land on Noah. I couldn't land on nobody else because a dove won't land where something's not clean.
Amen.
And old Jesus come up out of the water. That old dove was right there.
Yeah.
John looked up and John said, "Oh, I see the Spirit of God descending like a dove.
Yeah.
Landing on the Lord Jesus Christ."
Amen.
He found a clean place and a dwell.
Bless the Lord.
And the Bible says in Romans that we are saved and justified through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What's that mean? At that dove, when we get saved by the grace of God, that dove says now, that's a clean vessel. That's a clean place. I can land,
land on it. Amen.
Right there. But as long as you walk in your sin, as long as you do all that, don't expect that dove to land on you.
Amen.
Don't expect that dove to help you. It might be hovering over you, calling you and convicting you, and it'll bring you comfort. But it'll not land on you because you're unclean.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. I've seen preachers try to preach and got the dove on.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
You know why? Something's in their life ain't clean.
That's right.
I've seen singers try to sing. Can't do it. Are you singing? Can't
Amen.
Do it. Well, they can sing pretty. Ain't no touch on it, Brother Jamie. You know what I mean, don't you? Ain't no spirit there to touch. I've seen people try to testify in a church. Something ain't right. Something ain't right about it. I can't put my finger on it, but something ain't right with her. Might not be because they're not clean. Something ain't right in their life. I've seen people try to teach Sunday school. I've seen them try to teach vacation Bible school. I've seen them try to be deacons. I've seen them try to do things in church that did not have the dove on. There's a difference there.
Yep.
Some of you said today here, you're saved by the grace of God. This ain't enough devils in hell to steal your salvation. I don't preach that way. But you so much grieve that dove, and you partake in so much filth, and your feet land in so many slimy places, that dove says, I can't take this no more. I tried. I sit here and I try to show them I'm sick. They get discomfort. You know, you get discomfort. You want to do something, but you got discomfort. Huh? You ever do that? Well, that dove's saying, I don't like this. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to land there anyway. Eventually, that dove says, you've lost your fellowship with me.
Amen, brother.
And you'll never get it back right till you repent and get right with God. Get that stuff cleaned up in your life. Since I've been a Christian, listen, my feet sometimes get where it don't need to go. I take in things I don't need to be taking in.
Yeah.
And that dove, it lets me know right here, I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick. And I got to get somewhere along with God and get that cleaned up in my life. Well, that dove just come off of me. And I know enough about the Bible, I could probably get up here. I could probably get up here and shake a sermon. If I could. But there would be no power, Brother Daniel,
right,
on it. No anointing of God on it. It'd just be like going to college or classroom and hearing a teacher. This son that goes out and teaches. They got to be a power and an anointing on high to get a man or woman saved and cleaned up by the grace of Almighty God.
Amen, brother.
They don't have to hack, slobber, and spit like me, but they will be a power of God.
That's right, bro.
Oh, man. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Are you listening? Do you have that this morning? Do you? Do you want to be identified with Jesus Christ? Brother Adam, get you a song. I don't care what it is. Get you a song. Let's all stand up here this morning.